Welcome to the Jam Broberg Show, where we expose the truth about child sexual abuse, rape, assault, and trauma. Everything you hear on this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We do not dispense therapy or give legal advice. This show is not for children.
The views expressed by our guests are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Jam Broberg Show or the Jam Broberg Foundation.
I'm Jam Broberg. Let's get started. Well, we are about to embark on another word for the month. And I've taken a lot of thought about this one because it is May, because everything is in bloom. Everything that we planted back in March and April, all of my flags are coming up. My dad called them flags, and they're those purple, tall flowers. They're from a bulb, so they just come up and bloom every year, and they populate more and more of my garden. They're popping up, and they're beautiful. My roses are blooming. I have probably 1,000 pink roses around my rose trees, and then other colors on my rose bushes that line my sidewalk and out around the sidewalk. I have about 50 rose bushes. And they're a lot of work, but they're beautiful when they bloom. And I think that's what I wanted to talk about. Renewal. Renewal is the word that I have picked for this month's theme. It's so perfect because to renew means something may have lapsed and then we renew it. Like a subscription to a magazine, or maybe a subscription to our happy life has lapsed. We've gotten bogged down with, you know, life and its challenges, and we've forgotten to cross over to the sunny side of the street, to look at the roses, to smell the flowers, because we choose to renew. We choose renewal. It doesn't choose us. I'm only getting older. I know that if I'm going to renew my own physical self, I need to exercise a little more. I need to eat a little better. I might need to have a supplement. And I get to choose that renewal by the choices that I make. So in May, with everything blooming, everything that's growing and changing, and the April showers did bring May flowers. I want to be like the flowers. I want to grow. And I want to inspire somebody else out there to do a little growing, a little renewing with me. So as we are doing some spring cleaning, which I've been doing at my house, I had an outbreak of mice in my basement, and it about put me under. And I was in a bad mood every day. I swear, every day in March and part of April, I was in this, like, I cannot get rid of these mice. And I called the exterminator on January, whatever day after, it was a Saturday, that I called. And they said, oh, well, we can come right over. And I was like, really, on Saturday? Are you going to charge me more? They said, no, we're coming. And so they sent somebody, and this cute, you know, kid who knew everything there was to know about mice, what they like to eat, where they like to live, in my walls, and just went on and on about the thing. And I'm like, oh, in other words, we're going to be populating and repopulating. Talk about renewal. Mice. Like, okay, it's going to really be a problem down here because they're just going to have babies and I'm never going to get rid of them. And literally for almost 3 months, that was probably about the 8th or 9th of January that I called, maybe a little earlier even. Than that. And still, in the middle of March and towards the end of March, I'm still finding a dead mouse here and there, and one that I absolutely could not catch. I don't know if he just eventually disappeared and figured out how to get back outside because he knew he was in for it, but five mice. So anyway, I tell you this story because when you're spring cleaning, like I did my basement, which is just a storage basement, has all this food down there. Of course, they'd eaten through all my bags of, you know, walnuts. They love those, apparently, and all my seeds. So, like, I have food storage, so I'm prepared, like, in an emergency, you know, if the apocalypse happens, I've got like barrels of wheat and all this stuff. And so they had eaten, this last mouse had eaten through the bags that are these little Mylar bags that, you know, they'll keep your seeds to grow alfalfa and what were the names on it? It was all these crazy things, but those things grow fast. And in an emergency, if you had to, you know, you could grow these things from these seeds that are in these Mylar bags. Well, it had chewed through almost every bag. There were five different kinds of seeds. And when I went to open that last box, because I had cleaned off all the shelves with my mom, we're down there, you know, wiping down shelves, getting rid of mouse poop, thinking all the mice are gone. It jumps out of this box of seeds. And I screamed, mom screamed. I mean, my son came running down the stair. It's like, what's happening? I'm like, there's still a mouse that's alive down here. And we've been working in the basement every day for a few hours, you know, trying to clean up the aftermath, we thought. Well, there was still a mouse left, and I never, ever did catch that one, but it's gone, I think, because there's no new droppings anymore. Anyway, just talking about spring cleaning and how important it is to take the time to do some spring cleaning in our lives, okay, to take out the old things, to get rid of the things that aren't working for us, and bring in new, better things. You know, maybe it's time for an old relationship to be, I don't know, memorialized perhaps and thanked and sent on its way. And maybe a new relationship is waiting to happen that you could maybe stir up. I've taken some old relationships and said thank you and let them go. And then I've also welcomed them back into my life. If something's toxic in that relationship, I need to let it go. I need to let people even close to me sometimes go for a period of time so that I can either become more resilient in the wake of what they say or how they act or what they do that I find triggering or something that I really can't handle. I have to let them kind of go. But then I might decide and choose to renew that relationship. What about a job that you've been at that you maybe really can't stand and you know you have talents and interests elsewhere? Could this be a time of spring cleaning and maybe starting to search, putting a new resume together and actually looking for something newly and maybe letting that go so that your life and your quality of life is better? Maybe you have a bad habit. You know, I've had a few bad habits in my life that I have tried to examine and say, why is this habitual with me? I have one bad habit that is still not resolved in my renewal process. So I'm going to choose to work on that one as a, not so much my, the more deeper inner meaning of my life, but it is an outcome I know of something in my past because I am habitually late. Here's an example. So I lead the singing at my church. Like I get up there and I wave my arms and we sing, you know, whatever the hymn or whatever. And I often sing in church too. I literally walk through the back door into the chapel of my church 30 seconds before our bishop, that's who leads our congregation, he's called a bishop. The bishop stands up or one of his counselors to welcome everybody to the meeting, to sacrament meeting. And I sit down and I have my mom with me. And so I'm rushing her. I mean, she's 85. She has a hard time sometimes walking because her legs give out, not because she's not fast enough, because she's still very active and she's very quick on her feet still. But she's starting to slow down. And I'm like, this is so unfair to all these people that are, they know I'm coming. They know I'm going to be there because this is a pattern. This is every week practically. The one week that this was right after the new year. I set a goal and I said, I am going to be 3 minutes early. I'm going to be in my seat so that you all know up here that I'm going to be here to lead the music and we can, you know, start on time. I'm never late. I'm always there on time. But it's unfair to my mom. It's kind of unfair to the people that are running the meeting. It's just not It's not okay, but I cannot seem to break this habit. So for 3 weeks in a row, when I made the goal, I'm going to be 3 minutes early, I was for 3 weeks. So basically the whole month of January, I met my goal. But then, of course, February comes and March and April, and I'm back in that old pattern. And I'm like, I have to figure out if I'm going to set a goal to try and change this thing about me, I got to get to the deeper meaning of it. What is it? Is it me being in control? Do I have, am I on some kind of control trip, or nobody's going to tell me when I can show up? Is that what's going on? And why do I feel that way? What's underneath that? If that's the, because that was the first thing that came to mind. Like, I'm somehow trying to control this situation by basically saying, nobody can tell me what to do. There could be some deeper meaning behind that. Like, because I was told what to do and I thought someone was watching me at all times for 4 years of my developmental childhood life, maybe there's something to that, that I am somehow making sure that nobody ever controls me again. Anyway, I just wanted to start by saying, you know, goals are good, habits are better. And to break an old pattern and to develop a new habit is the bigger challenge. And it's the one that I've been reading Atomic Habits. In fact, I started it like 2 years ago with my son, Austin. We would sit outside on the porch with our morning beverage and we would read from that book. We'd take turns and we've read it, you know, more than once now. And I'm looking at it again, trying to get into the deeper part of my psyche about habit forming and things that are already formed. And how do you really go and break an old habit? What's underneath it so that I can actually show up 5 minutes early, you know, for everything, even for when I do a podcast. Sometimes I'm the last person, most of the time, I'm always the last person in the room, you know, but when I'm only giving myself, my guest, my engineer, you know, my development podcast director, producer, when I'm only giving them, you know, 3 or 4 minutes before we're supposed to start, it's not very fair. You know, it's not really right. And I know it. It's not about knowing something. You can know something and still not do it. You can know how to eat right and still not do it. You can know that if you're on the edge of getting type 2 diabetes and your A1C is elevated, you can know what you should cut out of your diet, or your triglycerides are high, cholesterol high. I got all of those from my doctor a couple of years ago. I knew a lot about what to do, what not to eat, what to eat, how to get more exercise. But did I really do it? To some degree, yes, because some of those numbers have gone down in this latest round of tests and, you know, that I did. But it's not about knowing. It's about something else. And I think renewal, if we can look at it like this quote that I love by Gertrude Stein, it says, every day is a renewal. Every morning, the miracle. This joy you feel is life. The Jan Broberg Show is proudly sponsored by the Jan Broberg Foundation, where our mission is to make the world a better place by working to eliminate sexual violence against children. We promote healing through community with our online peer-to-peer support group, Thrivivers. We fight for change in public policy that supports survivors and holds perpetrators accountable. And we educate to prevent childhood sexual abuse by hosting guests on our podcast who understand trauma and how it affects our physical, emotional, and mental health. At the Jan Broberg Foundation, we see you, we hear you, and we believe you. You can learn more about the Jan Broberg Foundation by visiting our website at thejanbrobergfoundation.org. Have you ever thought how wonderful it would be to feel seen, heard, and always believed? Well, for less than a dollar a day, we offer an amazing online peer-to-peer support group called Thrivivers. It gives us a safe space for adult survivors of child sexual abuse to get encouragement from each other through sharing their challenges and breakthroughs and going to workshops led by mental health professionals and trauma-informed specialists. Recently, our Thrivivers community had a retreat where we process our trauma and set goals for healing and growth. Thrivivors.com is brought to you by the Jam Broberg Foundation. Be seen, heard, and believed. Now, when you wake up and you open your eyes, if you don't feel the joy, if the renewal of another day seems ominous, unwanted, you want to turn over and just go back to sleep, you don't want to face the day, you don't have that joy to go, oh gosh, I'm alive one more day. I'm opening my eyes and it's a new day. I get to do new things. I can change something. I can do something that I have put off. I definitely had a doom and gloom period of time where I was waking up, but I was feeling this doom, gloomy feeling. It was not like me. And I had to explore what's going on. You know, do I need some help? And I look back on that period of time and I'm like, oh, well, there was a lot going on. You know, it was COVID and you were also signing, you know, a deal with NBC Universal and Peacock to make your story into it was supposed to be 10 parts at that point, but ended up being 9 parts. And there's a lot of stuff that you're collecting and finding and putting in boxes to give to the writer and the showrunner and the producers, and you're going through things, you know, and it probably was a lot of that because it was happening that year really before the production went into full steam. And then it was all exciting and I felt excited every day. And now again, you know, after all of that, you know, you have a real high, you know, producing something and seeing it come to fruition. And then there's that fall off again, that feeling of let down, and how to mitigate those moments in your life where now things, you know, they're not exciting every day. People aren't flying you to do a press thing or an event in Los Angeles or New York. And now you're just same old Jan Broberg, you know, who gets up and has to put her, as my dad, I talk about my dad and all I do is cry, even though he always made me laugh. And he would say, every person has to get out of bed and pull their pants on one leg at a time. Everybody has to do that. So basically, we're all the same. We're all human. maybe if you were a royal, maybe somebody put your pants on for you. I don't know. But you come back down to earth and you want to do good things with your life. You're trying to do things, but there's always stumbling blocks or there's a roadblock in the way, or, you know, you run out of time or you run out of money or you run out of the right people coming together. You don't have the right support yet, or you do have the right support, but you don't have enough knowledge. You know, you need to have more education, and there's things that happen, you know, on the road, on the path. And none of us are immune from setback. And so the idea of renewal that I wanted to really focus on is that one decision, one choice, getting up and renewing for that day, making one decision to do one thing, either differently or to just do one thing. You know, maybe it's opening the blinds and looking outside at the sky. I would open my window sometimes and just try to breathe in the morning air, or I'd go down the stairs and stand on my front porch, even when it was cold, with my bare feet. You know, I'd stand on the concrete and just kind of put my arms up, kind of in some sort of yoga pose or something, and just kind of breathe in the sun and the air and the blue sky. And I would do those exercises, you know, to regulate my feelings of just kind of being doomy and gloomy. I knew some things to do, but it kind of persisted. And so I went and I actually talked to my doctor and I got a medication that I took for a period of time, and it did help me. I needed a little extra help. Oh, Mel Robbins, this is another good quote. You are always one decision away from a completely different life. You are always one decision away from a completely different life. What I decide to do in that moment, whether it is to keep going, to make the phone call, to set up an appointment, to do the dishes, to whatever it is that is going to change my life in that moment, it matters. Just one decision. That one decision will make your life different one way or the other. I really hope that somehow, as I wrap this up about renewal, that you can commit to a bit of renewal. The Oxford Dictionary says, renewal is an instance of resuming an activity or state after an interruption. Another definition is the replacing or repair of something that is worn out, run down, or broken. I know with my Catholic friends one year for Lent, I decided that I was going to do Lent with them, and I said I'm going to give up complaining for 40 days. And I caught myself over and over again about to complain about something. And I'm like, wow, isn't that amazing how often I go to complain? You know, and I did it. I did it for 40 days. And I'm telling you, it made a huge difference in my life. So if the complaint that you keep having is worn out, run down, or broken, maybe that's something to do differently, to, you know, how this applies in my own life is that trauma is an interruption. It's an interruption in our development. We often feel very stuck, very worn out, very run down. That's what trauma does. And so if we're stuck in that pattern that we don't want to be in and we want to change, then we can make a change. It's a one day, one moment, one decision at a time to renew by adding something positive into our lives. Maybe it's deciding I'm going to take piano lessons. I basically picked up, you know, collaging again. It was one of the things that I got from a retreat that I went to with Supriya. And I remembered how much I loved to collage and put those things up on my walls. And I went and found some old collages that I had made. And they were all about people I wanted to act with and things I wanted to do in my acting life and career. And many of them had come to pass. And I hadn't looked at that collage for years. So resetting your life from the way it is, you have to take steps to make it better, to reset, to renew. So helping you would be maybe you start taking a walk every day, even 10 or 15 minutes outdoors. It can really help your mood, especially when it's a beautiful day like it is today here, and all the flowers are out in bloom. Walk outside barefoot. You know, feel the earth under your feet. Stand on the grass or your concrete front stoop, as I call it. Listen to a song that brings you some peace or gives you some energy. Take a break from the technology and the comparison that all the social media that you're on all the time is just everybody's perfect moments. And you're looking at your life like, what's wrong with me? No, 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 nothing. We don't take pictures of the hard times and the imperfection. Maybe read a book about a new subject. I just read a book a couple months ago called Monday Rent Boy. And I got to interview the author of that book, Susan Doherty. And it was so reading this book, Monday Rent Boy, was such a wonderful time for me to just sit and read, which I never do. But because I knew that I was going to have the privilege of interviewing her on my podcast, I read a book. And I remembered, oh my word, it's so nice to sit and read. Even if that were just 10 minutes, that's something I can do. So I've started doing that. I have a few other books that have been sent to me and people that I want to highlight on our podcast. And this one was especially powerful. And it's such a great story. The way she writes, it's a story. But in the story, you learn things about groomers and about abuse. And it was really, really well done. So anyway, just reminding myself that I love to read, and to do that for 5 or 10 minutes a day is something you could do. Maybe you could take a class in something you've always wanted to learn about. And, you know, for me, I think helping others by the volunteer work that I try to do, and all of those moments in the world where, you know, I can help to inspire or influence or give hope to people, that also brings a renewal of hope and a sense of joy and gratitude to me and to my life. So it's a great time to start again. We do have painful pasts, but we don't need to continue to live there. at least not every day and every moment of every day. I often call it living in the 90%. And if you can know that the 10%, the hard times, and maybe for some people it's 40% or 50% of their life. But I think if you actually examine, you know, your life and you want renewal, and you know that it's not easy to live on the sunny side of the street, but you can take one day, one moment at a time to do some simple things that will give you some knowledge of the joy. For me, it was that gratitude journal that I did. And I started to see everything, you know, including the gravel as a blessing in my life, you know? And if you haven't watched my TED talk, you'll know what I'm talking about, the gravel. If you watch my TEDx talk, it was done in Boulder, Colorado. And it'll give you a fuller, it's only 12 minutes long. So a fuller idea about how that gratitude journal, it changed not only my life, it changed my brain. It literally changed the neural pathways in my brain. So every time that you choose a new, healthier choice over an unhealthy choice, you are renewing and you are building a new pathway in your brain. So once you start to do that and you're making those choices, you're renewing, it does get easier. And over time, it becomes a habit. And that's what I want. So Atomic Habits, like I said, by James Clear, a book that I've now read more than once, or I am reading it again. I often will pick that up to go, okay, I didn't ever do this particular exercise, or I didn't do it this way. You know, remind myself. So share your renewal story for May. Just email thejambrobergshow@gmail.com, and we might anonymously share your story in our next Word of the Month episode. Share what your renewal, maybe goal or decision or habit, to live a little more on the sunny side of the street, to stop and smell the flowers, to read that book, to take a little time for your mental health, to care for you. And that in turn will help you care for others so much better. All right, that's the word for the month, renewal. Thanks for listening. See you on the sunny side of the street.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for sharing this journey with me today. If you're enjoying the podcast, please take a couple of minutes to rate and review the show. This really helps us spread the word. And if you know someone who would benefit from listening to our show, please do me a favor and share one of our episodes with them. I want every survivor to know that they are not alone and that there is help available. Links to my website, our foundation, the new book, our online community, Thrivivors, and newsletter can be found in the show notes. All of my contact info is there as well. This year, my number one focus is on sharing our stories. This is so important because it's the launching pad to our healing journey, and it inspires the survivor who is still suffering in silence. I don't want anyone to suffer alone anymore. So please reach out. I want to hear from you. Until next time, my friends, this is Mama Jan signing off. Over and out on 2.